The nicest two people on the radio. Dennis.
Nasty.
Tawny.
Vicious.
And Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
70, and this is what happens to you. Anyway, it's the Steve Mayo, Lou Felician show. We're with you Mondays, 5:30 p.m., courtesy of WVOX 1460 AM, your great local radio station, commercial, privately owned, and a real asset to Lower Westchester and New Rochelle. And I'm glad to be here now nearly 20 years. You, Lou, how many?
50 years I'm in New Rochelle.
50 years. No, but I mean on the station.
Oh, 23 years?
23 years.
24, something like that. I just want to say something, everybody, if you don't mind, Steve. Is next week Steve's birthday, everybody. I want to wish Steve a big 7-0. Happy birthday, Steve.
Very kind of you, Lou.
Happy birthday.
Very kind of you. Mixed blessing, but it's a great way. As they say,
it's only a number,
it's better
Steve.
Than the alternative.
It's only a number.
as the Alta Cacas used to say, as Henny Youngman would say, it's better than the other place.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be
brought here. It's better to be on this side of the grass than the other side.
Absolutely. And it's very exciting to still be part of this scene here, the media scene here in Westchester County. And Lou and I were talking about before the show what to talk about. Well, unfortunately, it's like a broken record. We know the issues seem to remain here in New York State. Let's face it, we've got a law enforcement machine that doesn't work. You've got a political machine that is mainly Democrat Party, but it's got a very, very big Republican component. That's the cause of nothing changing. To me, that's the cause of there being really no deterrence to crime and misbehavior in the public. And that's entirely the fault of the legislature, where the Republicans have almost no presence and the Democrats have apparently a vote-proof majority, a supermajority. And they've got a governor in Ms. Hochul who will sign just about anything they prepare. Other things, economic development, jobs, we know, continues to be a sad story. And Lou, I don't think there's anything exciting looking forward to November, the supposed Republican wave. I'd rather call it the conservative wave, Lou, because I don't want to exclude our Democrats. We have Democrats who don't vote Republican, but they are conservative on many economic and social issues. And I don't know what they have to vote for around here except a few choice candidates. There's very little talk of the Republican ticket beyond the governor's seat.
I think Hochul's very vulnerable now. Her lieutenant governor got indicted. So that's definitely a bad...
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign for her campaign at all.
No.
I like Zeldin. I like Serino too. But I look at Westchester County, which is a big part of this voting block. It's New York and Westchester that carry the rest of the state. And Astorino couldn't beat Latimer in Westchester County. And I think...
he couldn't beat Harcum in the state senate race.
Yes. And I think that you look at Zeldin, who's very popular, congressman and everything in Long Island, Suffolk and Nassau. He's very popular out there. He could get the moderate out there, and I think he'll get the moderate here, too. I think that he would be the better choice. I don't trust Swazi. I don't trust him. Letitia James, you don't know if she's running. So there's to me, I like Zeldin. That's my pick.
I'm with you on that. I like Astorino. He's a capable guy. He's a very good campaigner. He's a good candidate. He's a decent man without question in terms of electability. I really don't understand why he's lost his last two races. Again, I'm not one to nitpick. He's a very skillful politician. Zeldin has been a continual success in his congressional district 1, which I guess in the old days used to be strictly Republican, thanks to the Hamptons and their attendees during the summer and increasing year-round residents. It's become more Democrat, but he still wins there. And that's a good sign. I think Zeldin is very electable statewide. I still think he's at an advantage against any of the Democrats.
Well, Steve, like you were saying before during the break, is that Zeldin, you know, there was rumors going around that he made nice with Cuomo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's a politician. He knows how to butter his bread. Yeah, that's what politics is all about, Steve.
It's absolutely smart.
You know, that's what politics is all about.
And I will tell you, I made nice with George Latimer. Doesn't matter. But he's actually been very nice to me, and we're on opposite sides of the divide. But I think he's a decent fellow, and I don't think anybody can say he's done a bad job as county executive. He's done a very good job. If you can tell me a Republican who deserves the seat right now, please identify her or him. Let's be realistic. This is a Democrat state, and that's reality. And if we can come up with alternatives in policy, let's talk about them now, Republicans. I want to hear your alternatives on law enforcement, economic development, creation of jobs, schools, and also protection of police. You know, there is a bill, Lou, I'm sure you've heard about it, that takes away the immunity of policemen and women. It's in committee right now. I'm sure there's some technical reasons for that, but the main reason is the Democrats don't want to talk about it now. It's campaign season. They don't want to have to justify this bill, which would reduce the protections of policemen from lawsuits over their actions. I think it's a horrible bill. I think these first responding law enforcers must be given reasonable protection against private lawsuits. That's what the sovereign immunity has been for probably more than 100 years, and it should remain. And Lou, by the way, most employees of the government are not subject to lawsuit either. There's all sorts of limitations and restrictions, and that's the way it should be. You don't want to be able to sue your sanitation man because you forgot to pick up the recyclables last week.
Yes.
It's the way it should be, but we know that the woke Democrats are really toying with our way of life, our lifestyle, and that's probably the basis of their troubles with the Disney Corporation, or their alliance with the Disney Corporation, and the troubles that the Republican Governor DeSantis has with them in Florida. Wokeness is going everywhere in New York. It seems to be the law of the land in Florida and points south. It isn't, and I think that's a good thing. I think they are really understanding the stakes in other states.
Steve, getting back to Astorino, I really like Astorino for one reason, and I like that he exposed this whole immigration. You know, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. With the flights coming in, he exposed that. You know, that's one thing I like him better than Zeldin for. I think that he's not touching this immigration thing, which I think is a wrong thing he's doing. Or whatever, but like I said, he wants to get that moderate base.
For sure.
So that's what he's not touching that because he needs that moderate to win,
right,
or whatever. But Astorino is touching it, and I got to give him credit for that.
He has brass. Let's face it.
Exactly.
I think most Americans, we're not picking on our Spanish friends today. Most Americans who speak Spanish as their first language or English, and whose descent comes from Europe, Asia, Africa, or Latin America, do not like the idea of these ghost flights, I believe that's my term, ghost flights coming through Westchester County Airport at a time when there aren't supposed to be even flights. Astorino, credit to him for raising the subject. It's politically incorrect, and to me it is corruption at its worst, and shame on all politicians, Democrat and Republican, who have not made an issue out of it. You're right, Astorino gets many points for this.
Before we get to the call, I just want to touch on one thing, which you said. Another thing is that you look at people from Eastern Europe, Asia, they're trying to get into this country for years legally. They've been going to their embassies and everything in their countries legally for years, 5 or 10 years, trying to wait to get in this country. They can't get in. And you see in the month of March, over 200,000 people crossed the border to get into this country. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Point made. You're absolutely right. It's an absolute disgrace and a shame. It's wrong, and you wonder, why is the president doing this? We all have our suspicions. Is it misplaced humanitarianism? Perhaps. I still say not enforcing the law is a funny way of being a humanitarian. The way to be humanitarian is to give aid, even aid foreign, to Mexico. Let's give aid to our friendly neighbors in Mexico and ask them, please stay there until you're ready to make the trek here, observing the law. This is not humanitarianism. The more cynical answer is Biden and his Democrat backers are hoping these people will turn into Democrat voters. Don't be so sure, Joe. A lot of these Spanish are conservative in their heart. They're religious people. They're faithful. They observe the law largely through their lives, and they're very hard workers. To me, that sounds like a lot of Republicans I know. That's my opinion. What's yours? Please call in. 914-636-0110. I'm here with Lou, Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano on the Mayo Feliciano Show. Mondays, 5:30 at WVOX. Keep your dial where it is. Caller, we'll be right with you. Again, it's the Lou Feliciano Steve Mayo Show here on WVOX Monday at 5:30, and we're glad to be with you courtesy of WVOX. The call-in number 914-636-0110. My apologies to the first caller, David Patterson, who I do know, I just haven't seen in a while. And David, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. I see you quite regularly at New Rochelle cultural events. And
yes, that
sort of thing, great stuff, which makes New Rochelle the great suburban city it is. What's on your mind?
So I want to, first of all, say congratulations on your show.
Thank you very much.
I believe this is the first time I am getting to you on air, and I think it's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Say hello to my friend Lou, please. You may not know Lou.
Hello.
Yes. Hey, Lou, how are you?
How you doing? Very good.
I'm doing great. I am happy to be alive. I am recovering from a bad case of pneumonia.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that.
Thank you. Most people didn't know, so I've been communicating that over a few months. So I've been in rehab for 6 months. I'm still here in Yonkers in rehab.
Yes.
But I have been promoting the New Rochelle Jazz View while in rehab. And when I get out of here, I'm looking to bring back to the New Rochelle community great jazz performances like we used to do.
Oh, what a great idea.
Very good.
Yeah, I had to go back to it. The series has been quiet for about 6 years, but I am ready to bring it back as the founder of the New Rochelle Jazz Review. New Rochelle only has one jazz concert series, and that's the New Rochelle Jazz Review.
Yes, of course I recall.
So I am going to look to WVOX and Steve Mayo.
Okay.
I remember being offered an opportunity to promote the concert series. So
absolutely.
So this is the first attempt.
Okay.
And if there's anything I can do to help the show or help spread the word of community and jazz, I am available.
Well, that's great news.
That's very nice of you.
David, it's great to hear, and I do know Lou is a very strong music fan, as I am, and and I need to learn more about jazz, but if I said I didn't like jazz, I'd be lying, because you probably know my favorite group is Steely Dan, which has something of a jazz inflection. You could probably tell me where it happens, but I know it happens.
I love Steely Dan. I grew up with him.
Sure.
They're the best. They're very good.
Superb. But I'd like to expand my menu of that, so please feel free to weigh in. Do you have a website or a contact facility?
So I have we don't have a website yet. We're working on that. But I guess I have email and
if you're willing
Facebook.
To, give your email out, at least as a holding spot for your programs.
Okay, I will.
What is it?
Oh, it's D. Patterson Music, two T's.
Wonderful.
D for David Patterson for the former governor.
Excellent.
With two T's. D. Patterson Music at optonline.net.
At optonline.net. Very good, David. We've got a few callers backed up, but I give you an invitation back to the sort of wellness world where we all want to be. And also, more important, please call often and start getting to know us.
Okay.
Thank you so much, David.
It'll be my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Congrats. Thank you. Have a great day. Okay. This is the Steve and Lou Show here on WVOX, Monday, 5:30. Let's get to Charlie. Our next call.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Charles.
How are you doing?
Charlie with the Holly.
Yes, sir. Greetings from sunny, conservative, Republican Florida.
Okay. Now,
where our governor today signed a bill that creates a election police force. Police force that will be trained to oversee elections, that we don't have any improprieties.
How interesting. What a trailblazing idea.
Yeah. You had mentioned before about George Latimer, et cetera. I see the reports down here, the flights entering Westchester Airport in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, you know, New Rochelle has people that are now in county positions that were formerly, I think we had a mayor that now works for the county.
Oh, it happens all the time. Sure.
Yes.
You also have a Democrat mayor presently.
Yes.
And George Latimer is the county executive. You know, all these folks are Democrats.
Yes,
and
they
it's
are.
their party that is doing this with the unprecedented amount of illegal aliens coming in.
Without a doubt, Charlie, and there's no sugarcoating that'll change it. I will say one thing in George's sort of favor, to be fair. He couldn't stop it if he wanted to. He could, however.
That's not true.
I don't think so, but I do think he could make a media ruckus out of it. Obviously, he won't, but he doesn't control that. That's forced on him by the federal government.
Well, that's true to a point.
Okay.
I mean, years ago, I had given a county representative a copy of a Los Angeles law that forbids private hiring of people on public streets. You can't use public streets in Los Angeles County for private hiring. And, of course, you know, I mean, California is now in the...
In the hands of...
Flesh it away. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, there are some things that the county people can do. Don't accept the premise that, it's a federal thing.
Charlie, fair enough.
It.
But you know what the makeup of the county board is today?
It's probably all Democrats.
I believe it's 15 Democrats. It could be 16. I have to get more fingers. 15 Democrats, one Republican, and one conservative who is said to be kind of not conservative. This is the makeup today.
Idea.
We have virtually no county power.
I'd like to hear you contact the former mayor and the county executive and even the New Rochelle mayor and ask them what they think about this. Like I said, it's their party that's responsible.
Charlie, it's a fair question. Believe me, Lou and I have talked about it on the air. Yes. We're concerned. I've filed a Freedom of Information Act request to the New Rochelle School Board asking them to please account for any new registrants from any source, whatever. And I have to tell you, I did it right. I've done a few of them, but I had my lawyer, more expert lawyer friend, double check it. I did nothing wrong in the application. It came back with zero information. Our suspicions are that it is in Westchester County somewhere, maybe not in New Rochelle, but it's a concern for everybody. If it's White Plains or Yonkers or Shrub Oak, it doesn't matter. It's wrong. Why are these poor souls being forced on our very broken educational system?
Steve, I want to just say something. Over 20 years ago, me and Charlie started together with a show. We was on Joe Candrea's show. Sure. and we got our own show, me and Charlie, and we were bringing these topics up over 20 years ago, me and Charlie, and people were turning a deaf ear to us, and we brought things to, am I right or wrong, Charlie?
No, you're right.
And we brought things out that nobody wanted to talk about in this city. And we said these were happening. The city turned around, the police department, the city officials turned around and said, well, there's no gang violence up in West New Rochelle. Meanwhile, there were gang tags all over the place. Charlie had a house on Fifth Street. I lived on First Street. And Charlie's family was there for years on Fifth Street or whatever. And the mailboxes up there and all, you've seen the tags that they put for these gangs. But they said there was no gang violence in New Rochelle.
I know.
They've played with the numbers, all these politicians.
Charlie, Lou, I'm aware of that. The question is, what do we do? First, it would help, Charlie, to have a Republican Party that was functioning. You'll have to look long and hard in Westchester County to find viable local organizations. Charlie, Doug Culte, who came out of New Rochelle, who's an old friend, I think he's done reasonably well with the tools he has, but there are local towns that have no organizations. Yonkers, chairman resigned. The White Plains chairman can't be found. Mount Vernon, I used to know him, don't know what happened to him. And New Rochelle, Charlie, the less said about that family, the better. I've been through these battles.
Well, the point I was trying to make is, you guys have a great show. A lot of people listen to it. Why not ask the mayor and the county executive and the former mayor?
Well, we did ask him, Charlie.
Tell us what you think about what's going on with these flights.
Okay.
You know, and don't let them give you a song and dance that it's a federal problem, because there's other things they can do.
Charlie, that's a very good question. It just so happens I saw the mayor yesterday, Mayor Bramson. I'm cordial with him. I think it's the only way to deal with people. They had a volunteer cleanup park at my Pinebrook Park. He joined us. I did the work. He joined. It was in honor of Earth Day. A lot to say about Earth Day, but a good cause. Charlie, I think I'll invite him. Thanks to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's a good idea.
I said hello.
What do you think, Lou? That's a good idea. Let's ask him.
That's a very good idea.
I'm sure Noam will give it some consideration. This is the Steve and Lou Show here on VOX. We'll be back with you right after this break.